Speaking of winners, Ron Duffus, he's been picking them out beautifully in recent weeks, and he joins me to have a look at the big Ingham meeting in Sydney. Morning, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
How was WA last week?
Yeah, it was good. She's a good filly, that.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. So it'd be interesting to see how she develops over the next, 8 or 10 months, and she's only going to get better, I'd suggest, because she's got a bit of growing into herself to do.
Gee, it's a tough task to pick the winner of the $2 million Ingham tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, jeez. It's really hard. There's lots of differing opinions, and luck, obviously, going to play a big part in a big field like that. And you've got the three stablemates, look, the only speed in the race of the Waterhouse Bot Trio. So, I'm still got eyes for Brutality. I know he's been a bit of a tease, and he hasn't won since he went in this race probably last year, but he's just running such good sectionals in his races, and something's going to go right one day, and it might be on the back up here dropping 10 kilos from last week.
How do you think the track will play tomorrow, Ron?
I don't know, because they've pulled this track right back and it's sort of regrown over the last 6 weeks, and it looks superb, they tell me. So I don't know what to expect. It should be really good, but whether there's any pattern or there might be a bit of... They've put tons and tons of this sand on it and then regrowed the track. So I don't know if there's any going to be any fill on it or how it's going to look, but I'm treating it as fair until it tells me different.
What do you make of Huetor, the top weight, who's the second favourite? But I think I read somewhere during the week that I don't think a horse has carried 59 to win a Villiers since, is it the 60s?
Yeah, I think I read something like that. Him and Sunshine Rising have to break all sorts of records to win a Villiers with the weight scale. But I think he's, obviously, he's a very good horse. He's a Doomben Cup winner. Only one soft trial. I was really warming to it, thinking, well, you might be just better than him. And I've got him in the placings. But just listening to Peter with a few interviews, he's nor here nor there with him, saying, I don't know if he can win with that weight, but he's in really good shape. But, I'm not underselling him.
If Nugget doesn't get a run in the Ingham, is he the bank builder of the day in race 9, despite the weight?
No. I just think, it's all happened quickly for him. He's going from benchmark racing, and then he was favourite for the Ingham, and I thought that was he might be under the odds in that race. He's going to be hard to beat here, but as far as charging into $1.90, I don't know. He just got all the brakes, right part of the track the other day. I'm not doubting his potential. I just want to see him do it again at that price.
Will you be piling into Wahahee Falls again in the Razor Sharp?
No, I'd prefer Brigantine. Oh. I prefer Brigantine with that. Freshen up since the Silver Eagle, that's Valana form. He's got 53 kilos, nice and fresh. He's won a trial after that 56-day freshen. And I'd rather be on Brigantine, to tell you the truth. I just think Wahaha Falls back in distance, hard track, is just a little query, even though he's hard enough to beat. There's one other horse there, much, much better, who's forgotten in the market. He's got a new stable, but he's three of his six wins have been fresh, and I thought his trial was great, and he's a go-forward horse. So if there's an upset, it's much, much better, but preferring Brigantine in the Razor Sharp.
Yeah. Sarah Ryan. Can you tell us about Sarah Ryan, the trainer of Much, Much Better?
Not a lot. I think she's had a lot to do with the owners, and she used to pre-train the horses, and they've given her an opportunity. She's a very good horsewoman, I'm told, and she knows her stuff, so I wouldn't be penalising her as far as getting these horses.
Gee, there's a good spruik in the English nursery, isn't there? Facile is into $1.95 now.
No, it's the bet of the day. It's as good a trial as I've seen this season. There's two away trials, right? So I love these two-year-olds going away to trial. Gives them a trip away, different track. Sometimes they trial on their home track and they trial brilliantly, and you take them away and they get lost. So she has been very sharp, and what I like, other than the two-away trials, is the times that she's running. And no two-year-olds run times like her in the trials yet. And she's done it coasting and with acceleration and gate speed. So, no, I think she's very likable. She's very likable, and who knows? We'll see what happens after Saturday, but she might be as good as we've seen.
Yeah, gee whiz. Okay, so take the $1.95 of the even money if you can get it there. What else are the other plays for the day?
Other than her being the best, I think in race two, number one, Exhaladus, it's the map's just too good for him. He just sits third defence here, where he's two dangers, and I think the only two dangers, Floating and King Rotella, they're back markers, and there's only one leader, Prince Aurelius, and Exhaladus finds his back. So I'm hoping he's off and gone while the others are scrambling out the back. So race two, number one. The other horse I like, you know, it's dangerous tipping midweek form into Saturday in Sydney, but this horse in race two, the bottom one with 52.5 kilos on his back, Iona Merck, he could easily be 3 for 3. He's still a little raw, but he's just something about him I like. And I think if he gets in a three ride with cover run here, he might be steaming over the top of them just with that acceleration and no weight on his back. So race two, number 16, Iona Merck.
Very good. Do the Blue Army win another feature in the West?
Yes. I think the big three are the three, but I'm a big Falana fan. I know he's had a little, has to pass the vet this morning, but the reports are he's fine and he can take advantage of that draw, be closer. He's a good horse. And I think he can, you know, beat Kiss on All Four Cheeks and Kemantari.
Good on you, Ron. Have a great day.
Thanks, Michael.